Children's favorite threat is, I'm not going, right? You're ready to go in the car on a trip. Everybody's all good. I'm not going. And that is like their power play of saying, like, you can't force me. What are you going to drag me into the car? When Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheni na Masifrach Asher Katavta, he's not really saying, God, I'm not coming, that kind of thing. What is it that Moshe is trying to tell God, and what is his defense of the Jewish people? So one answer is that it is an incredibly selfless act. Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to give up everything he has, being Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to save Klal Yisrael. And that really is leadership at its finest. The Maggid of Dubna has a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says, as he normally does in a mashal, he gives a beautiful story. He says, what? There was a king, and this king had an officer, usually how the story goes, and this officer had a friend. And this friend constantly was abusing the system, and every time he got hauled to jail and he was about to be arrested or whatever, he would be like, oh, you see, my friend. And he would pull that card out, and people would be like, oh, the king's closest advisor is his friend. How can we do this? How can we do that? And he would seemingly get off the hook every single time. And this went on for years, until one time he did something that was so heinous. It was impossible. The king could not overlook it. And the king wanted to execute, or at least punish really, really harshly this person. But again, what was he supposed to do? It's the best friend of his closest advisor. So he turns to his advisor and says, what am I supposed to do? And the advisor says, I'll tell you what to do. Fire me. He says, what? You didn't do anything. Why am I firing you? He goes, trust me, if you fire me, this guy will never, ever, ever do anything again. Why? Because he'll know that his protective cloak is gone. And so, says the Dubna Maggid, isn't that what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying? God is saying, I'm going to lash out at the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, but as long as I'm here in this position, I will constantly be defending them. He goes, Mechein nam sifcha. Erase me. Fire me. God, when you fire me, you know what's going to happen? Klal Yisrael will realize they have no hope anymore of defense. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's really wise move in order to save Klal Yisrael. Have a good day.